Bez Hashem, we are learning Pelagoyitz in Shir number 167, the topic of Bas, a daughter. And we had mentioned in the previous Shir the responsibility for a father to marry off his daughter. We previously spoke about a son. Now we're discussing the responsibility to marry off a daughter. We mentioned specifically to marry one's daughter to a Talmud Chacham. The Pelayoids turns attention to one of the most important topics in regards to Shidduchim with one's children, here specifically the daughter, and that is Tfilah, davening. Daven for your daughter. Daven for your daughters for a Shidduch. Lechein, Chiyuva Ramyo. Al kol ish, there's a responsibility, there's an obligation on every single father, lerachim al nashav al nevesh bitoy, ulishtadel bechol oiz levakish la manoyach ad yitav lo v'loy b'oylam hazeh v'oylam avo v'yishbeich nafshu lefnei Hashem kipam bepam, and daven out and cry out to Hashem. Abonov uvnoisov, she is zavik lahem Hashem zivik noy. That Hashem, she is zavik for them, should miszavik zivugim, the proper zivik, appropriate husband, and appropriate wife. And he gives here a tefillah the bas al zivug. Now the daughter has to daven as well. It's not enough the father to daven. I'm pausing here like this, because many times the Yetzirah gets to us, and the Yetzirah says, do all your hishtadlus, and speak to all the shadchanim, and do this and do that, and there is appropriate level of hishtadlus when it comes to shidduchim. But sometimes, the most important aspect of shidduchim, of tefillah, is overlooked. One of the questions people ask when the baby is born, the two main questions, who does he or she look like, right? How much do they weigh? Right, well, what else can you ask? Like, you know, how they doing in the yeshiva? But they didn't have it yet, you know? Yeah, right, like, you know, so those are two questions, right? Famous two questions. When it comes to shidduch, so one of the first questions that people ask is, so who is the shadchan? Who is the shadchan, right? That's like, you want to have a conversation with the Baal Simcha. Oh, so who's the shadchan? Rabbi Yisai. Don't answer what I'm about to say. But as Rabbi Nachum said, the Rabbi Nishar Loilam is the shadchan. And we can't forget it. Yes, there is a shliach down here. But we have to pour out our hearts. And don't just, I'm just telling you something else right now. The father should not just daven for his daughter and son, and the daughter should not just daven for her own shidduch. I am asking you, and I'm even telling you, daven for other people to have shidduchim. Daven for other people. The boys, the girls, the men, the women, daven for them. The Talmud Devar, the Ramak HaKadosh, he says as follows. Chachmei Tzfas. He says like this. When we daven down here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a shidduch, for other people, you know what Hashem says? Hashem says, I see you're doing everything in your power. You're gathering Tehillim groups together. You're davening more kavana. Hashem says, let's make it happen now. You got the ball rolling down there. I'm going to do my part. I needed you, says Hashem, to make sure you get the ball going. You have to make the first step. And that's how Hashem created the world. Hashem says, the ball's in our court. You're the point guard. What do you do with the ball now? daven. And as we learn in the I just sent out the Tillim Shir. Kavil Hashem Chazak Yomasi Becha Kavil Hashem. We learn the Gemara in Brachos. What happens when you daven and you're not answered? So the person say, oh, Hashem said no. Gemara says, daven again. You weren't answered, daven again. Kavil Hashem. Daven to Hashem. You're not answered. Chazak Yomasi Becha Kavil Hashem. Daven again. The Gam Abbas Ba'atzmo. She should also dive into Hashem. And not only should she, the tefillah of the person themselves, as we learn from Yishmael, when Yishmael was sick, when he was a sick chayla, and he was dying, we see that the person who's dying for himself is of the most power. Here also, she should daven to Hashem to give her a zivig noa tamut chacham. And she has zivuga oyla yofe. And the zivig should be oyla yofe. Now, it's not Sheva Brachas Torah, but I want to share with you a beautiful Sheva Brachas Torah from the Satmar Rav. We say that the Bas, the daughter, should daven for a zivig yachal, a nice zivig, a nice shidduch. A zivig is a partner. Says the Satmar Rav, what is this bracha you tell people that the zivig should be oila yachal, the zivig should go nice, go up nicely. He says the 95th mitzvah, you count the mitzvahs, first mitzvah, second mitzvah, right? The 95th mitzvah is asuli mikdash v'shechante b'soichem. Make for me a mikdash so I can dwell inside of the mikdash. Make the mishkan. Make the mikdash so I can live there. Says the Satmar Rav, the gematria of yofe is 95. The zivik should be oila yofe. The bracha you give a chosn and kala. The tefillah that she's daving now, that she's daving to Hashem, is daving oila. The zivik should be oila yofe. Is that they should have a unity, a house, with the Shalom Bayis in the house, with the Torah in the house. Therefore, the Shechina will dwell in the house. That's the 95th mitzvah. I remember I once said this over. The Kala's name was Yafe. Yafe is nice, beautiful. Ugedayla tefila le'inin zeh. It says, say ulamad, come and learn how powerful this tefillah is. Sho yisachelka from Leah. Leah imenu. Sho yisachelka shel Esav. Where was her chelik? Her chelik supposed to be where? She was supposed to, who was her zivik? Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Va'adei shehir b'sabi b'chiyah. But she cried and cried and cried. At shenasu einei Leah rakois. To the point that her eyes were affected as a Torah test to the way she looked, that she cried so much with tears in her eyes. Naflo b'goyrola shel Yaakov. The Gemara Ba'abasad Af Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis, Amud Aleph says, that because of her tears, she merited to marry Yaakov Avinu. V'zochso l'hamin shisha shvatim. And she merited to have six shvatim. Hashem mehem yeti tiferis yisrael bati kuhuna leviya ubati malchus. And from Leah imenu, she is the mother of the kohanim, she is the mother of the leviim, she is the mother of the malchus, of malchus based David. Where is the Pelyoids bringing the schus, the merit, that Leah got us all from? Her bechias of her tefillah, crying in her davening. When the person says he's calling the shadchan for a shidduch, the first thing they should do is say a tefillah to Hashem. And say, Hashem, please help that this phone call I'm making should be the right shliach coming from you. Always say the tefillah. Never stop. We just had the parashas of Yosef at Tzaddik. His lips were always moving because he was always diving to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.